Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. This week's podcast is brought to you by Criteria. Finding and retaining great talent is a challenge, and Criteria can help. Their assessments help you make better talent decisions by identifying high potential candidates. Criteria has designed and validated their assessments to predict job performance by objectively evaluating skills and abilities that lead to success. And then they go further, highlighting high potential candidates who may have been overlooked based on experience alone. The result? Increased revenue, reduced turnover, and raised quality of hire across the board. Learn more. Visit www.criteriacorp.com. That's www.criteriacorp.com. There's a new survey out that says job satisfaction in America is back to where it was before COVID-19. Remote work, flexible schedules, greater autonomy, and not dealing with a commute are all playing a part. People seem to like the situation enough that even the rollout of coronavirus vaccines isn't enough to pull them back to the office 5 days a week. In fact, some employees say they'd look for a new job if they had to go back to some kind of workspace. The survey is from workforce management platform HiBob. It found some definite signs that job satisfaction is tied to flexible work. For example, some 62% of individual contributors, 66% of middle managers, and 79% of senior managers say they're highly satisfied with work. Those aren't dramatically different numbers than they were before COVID. Meantime, only 10% of employees want to go back to the office full-time. Most people seem to like the idea of working 2 or 3 days a week in the office, the rest from home. This is all causing a rethink about the whole point of the office. The study said offices are evolving from everyday workspaces to places designated for socialization, collaboration, and company culture. In-office time could become more about meetings and onboarding than heads-down work time. And indeed, nearly a third of individuals said socialization is the most important purpose of the office now. More than a third of managers said it was collaboration. Either way, flexibility seems to play a prominent role in people's thinking. HiBob says employees have established a strong rhythm with hybrid work, and they're not going to rush back to the workplace 5 days a week just because they got vaccinated. And all this talk of socializing seems to be about staying connected to others face-to-face. Clockwise, a company that develops scheduling software, says that since the pandemic began, people spend 25% more time in team meetings. Now, HiBob's results aren't necessarily earth-shattering. There's been a lot of research that's found employees like the hybrid work approach and that business leaders see it as workable. The number of employers who feel good about remote work increased 10 points between June 2020 and January 2021. That's according to PwC. More employees say they're more productive now than they were before the pandemic. And this has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report, a publication of Recruiting Daily. We're also a member of Evergreen Podcasts. You can check out other shows at www.evergreenpodcasts.com. This edition has been brought to you by Criteria. Criteria has designed and validated their assessments to predict job performance by objectively evaluating the skills and abilities that lead to success. Visit CriteriaCorp.com. to see how Criteria can help you unlock the potential in your candidate pool. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.